How good it is to turn our hearts to the Word of God today, a word in season for us this Sunday, church at home. Welcome, everybody. Let's get right into it. Psalm 119, verses 4 through 6. We'll be reading from two translations, the Modern English Version and the New King James Version. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were established to keep your statutes. Then I shall not be ashamed when I have my focus on all your commandments. New King James, you have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. All too often, most probably because of its length, when we come to Psalm 119, we read it too quickly. Or we skip forward to something else. Or we read a verse here or a verse there. However, if we look a bit deeper, we find so much wisdom in this chapter. We discover hidden gems that reveal the greatness of our God coming to life through its words. Psalm 119 reminds us that God's very character is reflected through his word. He is righteous, faithful, unchanging. He is just. He is true. The 176 passages of Psalm 119 have encouraged God's people throughout every generation since they were written, have encouraged us to stay close to and focused on his word, no matter what may be happening around us in this world. Again and again, we learn from this amazing chapter that seeking to grow in the knowledge of God's ways, keeping his law, obeying his law above everything else, and staying in step with his commandments is the only way to successfully live our daily lives. There are so many unique qualities in this, the longest chapter of the Bible. Several of those qualities we've already pointed out in this series. There's one more I want us to look at briefly. It's so obvious when you read through Psalm 119, 164 passages of the 176 passages are addressed to the Lord personally. Verse 105, your word is a lamp for my feet. Verse 139, my devotion for your words has consumed me. Verse 117, hold me and I will be safe. Earlier, we spoke of the hidden gems that this chapter contains, and here are a few. First, we need a heart that seeks after God, for if our heart is seeking God, our feet will not stray from God. Another, it's not our promises to the Lord, but his promises to us that will give us victory over sin. Too often we ask, how can I get out of this trouble? When we should be asking, what can I get out of this experience? These are all gems that are hidden in Psalm 119. Here's another. The eyes have an appetite. Therefore, we must be careful where we focus them. The eyes that feast on the vanities of this ungodly world will fail to see the values of God's word, resulting in our failure to live godly. Today, I conclude the series that we began some weeks ago, focusing on a godly lifestyle. Focusing on a godly lifestyle. It goes without saying that the societies of today are most complex. Conflicting ideas are everywhere. Endless options and opinions that distract, social and political unrest and constant change. As Christians, this complicated world we live in does nothing to encourage us in our walk with Christ. In fact, we often see and experience the world actively opposing anyone who seeks to pursue a godly life. Indeed, it is quite the challenge to hold one's course, to be attentive to life's details, details that maybe seem small in the moment that can result in unfavorable consequences on down the road. So what is the answer to a focused godly life? Well, we have gleaned several answers, actually, from Psalm 119. By way of review, the requirements we have discovered for focusing on a godly lifestyle. Number one, devotion demonstrated through action. Devotion demonstrated through action. Secondly, displaying God's love to a godless world. Thirdly, daily choosing God's ways over the world's ways. Now, all of these, including the final requirement that we will consider today to a godly life, to focusing on a godly lifestyle, all of these center around decision. Decision, Psalm 119, is a chapter of decision. The words, "I will," are spoken 19 times by the psalmist. I will, decision. In fact, verse 112 from God's Word translation captures it so clearly. I have decided to obey your laws. I have decided to obey your laws. Finally, let's look at the final requirement for focusing on a godly lifestyle. Verse 5, "Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look, when I focus into all your commandments." Notice these words, oh that my ways were directed. In Scripture, these two words are translated passionate desire. Oh, that my ways were directed. These words mean passionate desire, a yearning, a cry of the soul. Verse 10 from the Passion Translation picks up on this. I have longed for you with the passion of my heart. Don't let me stray from your directions. Oh, that my ways were directed. Verse 40 from God's Word Translation. I long for your guiding principles. Give me a new life in your righteousness. Verse 36, direct my heart towards your written instructions rather than getting rich in underhanded ways. The psalmist passionately longed for the Lord to influence his will and lead him in the pathways laid out in his word. Therefore, the fourth and final requirement for focusing on a godly lifestyle is to desire direction from God's word. Desire, yearn for, have a passionate desire and longing to be directed from God's word. You see, the psalmist felt a deep longing to study and to ponder God's law, God's rules, and he was not afraid to ask the Lord for directions. And once the directions were given from God's word, he made the decision to obey. He made the decision to live by them. Listen to me carefully. What the heart loves and desires, that's where the eyes will focus. I want to repeat that. What the heart loves and desires, that's where the eyes will focus. Our hearts must desire the truth of God and the truth of God's word. We must spend time in the word and then treasure it in our heart. Lay it up as treasure in our heart. That's a great key to living a godly life. The late Dr. Warren Wiersbe said it this way, outlook determines outcome. Outlook determines outcome. Abraham looked for the heavenly city and ended well. Lot looked at Sodom and ended badly. It will take time to meditate on the word. It will take time to seek the Lord with all of our heart. But if we do, he will show us the path of life. He will reveal to us the way wherein we should walk. He will direct our steps. He will guide us if we will take the time based on the desire we have to know him and to know his ways and to live for him. You see, such a heart will learn more about him, fellowship with him, and glorify him in all that is said and all that is done. May we bring glory to him. May we have our desire increased to serve him and to live for him. I want to close with a quote from the great Charles Spurgeon. I've gleaned so much from Psalm 119 by reading Charles Spurgeon's commentary. He loved this chapter, and he gave many, many hours, weeks and months devoted to commentary on this great chapter. And here's what he says: the Bible must be your chart, and you must exercise great watchfulness that your way may be according to its directions. You must take heed to your daily life as well as study your Bible. And you must study your Bible that you may take heed to your daily life. With the greatest care, a man will go astray if his map misleads him. But with the most accurate map, he will still lose his soul if he does not take heed to it. The narrow way was never hit upon by chance, neither did any heedless man ever lead a holy life. Come on, let's turn our hearts to God right now in prayer. Let's focus in the presence of God right now. Lord, thank you. Father, thank you for these life-changing truths that have been revealed to us. We are so grateful. Oh, that we, your people, oh God, in our generation would stay focused on your word, that we would love it and that we would obey it. May we ever seek to grow in the knowledge of your ways, oh God, being careful to watch each and every day in the pathway you've laid out for our life, being careful not only to watch, but to walk each and every day in the pathway you've laid out for our life, never straying, never departing from it, oh God, we pray. Let us daily make the decision to devote ourselves to you, demonstrating our devotion through action that brings you honor. Let us decide to be one who displays your love to the broken, to the godless. May we decide each day, oh God, to choose your ways over the world's ways. May we desire to be guided and directed by your word, having made up our mind to go the straight and the narrow way. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Now listen, just before we finish, if after hearing this message today, you realize that your desires are on the things of this world, your desires are not toward God and toward the ways of God. You know that your life is meant for so much more. It's meant for so much more than you presently know. God loves you. He has such an awesome plan for your life. Why not make a decision today to turn your life over to Christ? If you're ready to make that decision, or if you desire to know more about entering this relationship with Jesus Christ, or if you would like to know more about Nairobi Lighthouse Church, please text or please call the number that's at the bottom of your screen. We would love to pray with you, love to help you, love to see you come to know Jesus as Savior and Lord. God bless you.